Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority in Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event with limited seating. Registration is required. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
An inheritance came through from an aunt. The last day it could be paid. And the whole family got to come to Israel. And God moved on them. They were living in Wisconsin. And then he went to work. There was another couple on our trip, the Lawlers. And he saw what a brilliant young man Ethan is. So he hired Ethan to come down and run his company in Fort Worth, Texas. And Ethan now is our project manager for Big Dollar Bell in the United States. Julie, there's churches in Fort Worth that like to go to Israel. She sets them up in trips to go to Israel. And she's an intercessor, prayer warrior. And then Lily graduated high school just last year, and she wants to study in Israel. So she went to Israel over the summer and took Hebrew. And she's now enrolled in government, Middle East government, in Tel Aviv. Little precious Lily. So I got a text from her parents. Lily is in a cafe in Tel Aviv, and a terrorist has just run past the window. She and her friend, a little girlfriend, Israeli friend, we're working on studying for a test, and I guess you read about or heard about the Tel Aviv shooter, how he came and went into a little grocery store and bought some little vegetables, came out, got an Uzi out of his backpack, and just went out on the street shooting. He shot into a pub, killed two young men there, where a birthday party was going on. And then Lily and her friend were sitting, and they heard shots, and they heard sirens. And they're sitting there at the table, and they see him run by. And then they lock them down. I called Lily later, so I heard the details. They lock them down in there for about an hour or two. And then when they let them out of that restaurant, she got out on the street with her little Israeli friend. They wanted to go home. They didn't know how to go home. And they said, well, the best thing is for you to go down Dieselgolf Street because that's where it happened and it's well protected. So they started down that street, and everywhere there were policemen, there were sirens, there were people working on the wounded. And the girls, you know, fear rose up in them. And a man came up. They didn't know how to get home. And a man came up and he said, I'll see that you get home. And he reached into his pocket. That scared him. But he pulled out an ID card. He said, I'm an Israeli, and I'll walk you home. They said, okay, walk in front of us. And so they followed him. They had prayed. Lily had just prayed, and they had walked in front of him. He walked in front of them and took them to their house and apartment. And Lily said, I was singing down the street. When we go to Israel every day on that, for one thing, we see that we pray and we get God's dates. But every day we get on that bus and we put it under the blood, and every day we do Psalm 91, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And Lily told me, she said, we sang Shelley's song. Well, it's not Shelley's song, but Shelley always leads it. It's Psalm 91. And we always read Psalm 91, and then we sing in kind of a calypso beat, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him do I trust. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. So we'd say it and then we sing it. Well, she remembered the singing one. So she's going down the street, Tel Aviv, middle of a terrorist attack. She's singing, he that dwelleth in the secret place, with her little Jewish friend. And Lily, in her classes, you know, she has lots of Jewish kids in those classes, and she doesn't do certain things that maybe they think is okay. But she says, you know, I have to live a pure life. And until I marry, and I have to, I'm a Christian, and I have to, see what else, and she goes to church. So anyway, her little friend said to her, Lily, always live a pure life, and don't stop going to church, it's keeping us safe. So I got on the phone with Lily. I said, now Lily, have you been doing, page 27, have you been sitting, ruling, or reigning? No. My mother has the book. Okay, I said, we're making a fast shipment of the book to you. We send her the authority of the believer, Macmillan. We send her the believer's authority. We send her the blood and the glory. And I made her to promise to me that she'll get up every morning and take her authority. She's living there. God has assigned her there. He has called her there. You should read her blog. She is called. She's just a little. How old is Lily now? 18? 18 years? I forgot to say that. The Jerusalem Post published her blog. Oh, she's gonna be some kind of, God is using her.
She's gonna be major high up in government.
Yeah, she will be. It's amazing. And this has just lifted her up to the attention of everyone. But I said, Lily, she's got the authority because God put her there. She had the authority on that street. Now, we're getting ready to set up an account, a bank account, a different bank account in Israel to operate our out of for our building. And we need to go and set up that account. So I called Lily's father and I said, I think you need to go over there and set up that account yourself. And then it won't hurt if on the side you check on Lily. Yeah. So that's going to be a good thing. I want you to pray about that. Let's do it right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up Ethan as he goes and sets up our account. We lift up the business of the account. We ask you to bless it. We ask you to bless Ethan as he travels there. We ask your blessings upon Lily. And we do thank and praise you that he has authority and Lily has authority and they know to take it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So here is how you would take your authority. Let's go to Ephesians. This is scripture that based on your ruling and reigning. If every Christian in America rule and reign over their neighborhood, over their school, like the Lord told Rachel Tiefenthaler after the Columbine killing, shooting, she said, Lord, where were you? That was the first school shooting that was really big in Longmont, Colorado. Columbine, Colorado. And he said, they kicked me out of the schools. But if two people will go around their school and plead the blood, there will never be a shooting in that school. Bless the Lord. We have the authority and we can stop it. But I don't have authority over Columbine School. But people who live in Columbine, my authority is not over the school anyway. It's over the demons over Columbine. The demons that were working down through those boys that planned the shooting. You have authority over those demons. That's where your authority is. Okay, here we go. So Brother Hagin particularly teaches you in his book, The Believer's Authority, to pray this prayer every day. Put your name in it. It's a Holy Spirit anointed prayer. So here we go. Doesn't matter what translation you have. And sometimes I say different words than my King James translation. So verse 17. God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his dunamis to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in the Anointed One when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all under his feet and gave him the head over all, to the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with the Anointed One. By grace we are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So here we are told that when he quickened the head, he quickened the body. And he put all those powers and authorities. One of those names, principalities and powers, means authorities. Every name, put them under his feet. And gave him to be the head over the body. The feet are in the body. That means they're under your feet. That means that when he quickened him, he quickened you in him. When he raised him, he raised you in him. When he seated him at his own right hand, he seated you in him.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th, join Dr. Billy Brim for our authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event with limited seating. Registration is required. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 28th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. Register today and guarantee your seat for the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. Register online at billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.